You know, dear ones, God is a God of light. And I thank the Lord for the spiritual light that He gives us and has brought to us in Christ, the light of the world. And I thank the Lord for the sunlight outside. You know, sometimes we just kind of take that for granted, but we need to realize what a blessing that is. Where would we be without the sun? You wouldn't be. That's right. You couldn't live without that sun. I thank the Lord for the light. Sometimes you ought to just stop and kind of, I know you can't look at a sun. It's so bright you can't hardly look at it. But just think about it. Don't take it for granted. And think about how it comes up in the morning, and it has its schedule. It's working little by little toward the north, and days are getting longer. And then about the 21st or 22nd of June will be the longest day and the shortest night, and then it'll just start back. Now, who did that? How did that be? The Almighty God put it in motion. It wouldn't just happen to be that way. I thank the Lord for the sunlight. And I thank the Lord for the light of God. I've got several scriptures. May the Lord help us. I hope I won't be too lengthy or wear you out. But anyway, I'm happy. In John 1, I want to read. I love this first part of John. I love the whole Gospel of John, of course. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. That's the Word. That's the essence of Christ. He was the Word of God. He came from heaven, and He brought the Word down in the flesh. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. That's Christ. Christ was in the beginning with God. And in Him was life. And that life is the light that we need in our hearts and minds and souls. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now that word comprehend, really, it means the light did not receive it. The darkness didn't receive the light. That is true to many people. The light shines, but it has no bearing or effect upon the individual. You can hear the gospel preached. You can read it in the Bible. But if you don't open your heart and let that light shine, it won't be. The darkness comprehended it not, did not receive the light. That's true in many, sad to say, many people. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That was John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. That was John the Baptist was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. I love this text. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's what He wants to do. He'd like to light everybody up, every person up, but He doesn't get it done because you've got to open your heart and let the light shine into your heart and soul. Oh, I thank the Lord. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I want to tell you about a wonderful experience I had concerning this subject of light. You might have heard me tell this, but it happened years ago when we were pastor in Springfield, Missouri. And I had a job at that time. I don't remember if it was, I had the job of driving a delivery truck for an office company, office store, with office equipment. And so I remember one day I came home to have dinner with my wife. And when I got there, brother and sister Ira Stover, I doubt if very many of you remember them, brother and sister Ira Stover had come by our place, and they were on their way to southeastern Missouri to see about Sister Catherine Key. She was another one of our ministers that they had been in down by Roger and Hammond. Sister Catherine Key. Anybody remember them? Anyway, they were on the way to go down to visit her because she was very ill and very infirm. And I think she didn't live very much longer. Anyway, I got home and they were getting ready to leave. And I was needing some encouragement. And I said, "Oh, I'm glad to see you. Are you going to stay a while? I wanted them to stay. I wanted to visit with them." "No," they said, "we've got to go." So they just got in their car and left. And all that just made me feel so disappointed. I was needing some comfort, and I thought I saw them. I thought, "Now they're going to help me." No, they went on their way. Well, I had my little lunch, and then I went back to work. I got into the workplace there, into the office, and they had a lamp, a nice floor lamp, for me to take to deliver to a certain place. So I said, I got the key or the ticket and got the lamp and put it in my van, a delivery van, and looked at the address and the name, and the name was the Sisters of the Adorers of the Precious Blood. And I thought, well, that must be a Catholic place. And sure enough, out on the east, I knew where it was. I drove out there and I drove in, and it was a home or somehow that the Catholics were taking care of or directing. I got out of the van and got the lamp and ticket and went to the door, and a little woman dressed in white answered the door, and she told me to come in. I said, "I've got a delivery here for you." So I took it in and I set the lamp down, and I told her I want to show you how to work this lamp, how to turn it on. I plugged it in and I turned it on and showed the lamp. And then I said, "That's a nice lamp, isn't it?" And the little lady said, "Yes, it is." And I says, "It'll give you a lot of good light." "Yes, it will, it will." I said, "We all need light. We all need light." "Yes," she said, "we sure do." And I said, "We need spiritual light." "Yes," she said, "we sure do." She agreed with everything I was saying. Anyway, I says, "The way we get spiritual light is through the Bible and the Holy Spirit of God." "Yes, that's true," she said. She agreed with me. And so I went on out, I got in the van, and I took off down the street. And all I was thinking about was, we need light, the light of God, to shine. And I'll tell you, folks, heaven opened up to me. As I drove down that street, the scriptures, this was one of them that I just read, the scriptures began to come to me over another scripture. I tell you, oh heaven! Oh, that was, I never forgotten that. That you talk about, I felt like I was disappointed because I didn't get to be with some of the saints, but I got heaven opened up to me. And I thank the Lord for the wonderful light. And it's been a wonderful subject to me ever since. I want to go to the third chapter of John, and I want to notice some more about the light. This is kind of at the end of Christ's visit with Nicodemus. Anyway, he said in verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And this is the condemnation. Now here's the problem. The condemnation. If you believe in him, you won't be condemned. But if you don't believe, you'll be condemned. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light. Because, and you see what it is? Their deeds were evil. They didn't want the light. They didn't receive the light. They loved their darkness and their evil deeds, their ungodly, lustful ways. They loved that more than the light. Now that's the truth today. It works the same today. Light comes through the gospel, through the word, through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit working, and yet people resist that and go their way and not receive the light. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. You don't want the light. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light. Now, if we to do the truth, we must acknowledge what the truth is about ourselves. We acknowledge that we are lost and are undone. You know, there's just a lot of people that don't want to acknowledge that they are wicked and sinful and bad. They don't want to acknowledge that. And therefore, because they won't acknowledge it, they won't get the light. Because the light comes to help a person to see where he's wrong. He that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. We don't have to be afraid or draw back from coming to the light. When we have the desire and the purpose to do the will of God and be what he wants us to be. Lord, help us today. All right, I've got another scripture in John chapter, John 8. Yeah, okay, this is after Jesus had helped a poor woman that the people were condemning and accusing. And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." And then in verse 12 he said, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Oh, isn't that wonderful? I'm glad that Jesus can give us, he's the light. He can shine inside our hearts, shine in our souls, and give us understanding and light so we can be godly, holy, righteous, humble, meek, loving, kind, victorious, peaceful, and everything good when we walk in the light as He is in the light. Well, that's another scripture somewhere else. But I want to go now to John. Let's see, another place in John here. Let's see here. Yeah, here it is, John 12:35. Then said Jesus unto them, Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Now this is a serious thought here. I want you to think about it. Yet a little while is the light with you. Light comes, and it's just for a little while. It's not going to just wait on you, but you need to respond to the light. The light comes through the Word, through your reading the Word. I have got much light in my soul in personal study and prayer. And I thank the Lord. But the light came when I was a young boy, a young person. The light came through the gospel preached and through the being taught in Sunday school and having a godly mother. The light came to me, and I didn't respond to it right now. I let it go, sad to say. But the Lord was merciful, and He began to work in my life, and finally the light began to shine, and I began to respond to it. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light. Respond to it. Obey it. Follow it. Open your heart and mind to it. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. I tell you, dear ones, it's a sad situation. We live in a world that's steeped with spiritual darkness. Ignorance. That's right. We live in that kind of a society. Lord, help us that we'll be lights in the world. Jesus spoke about that in the 5th chapter of Matthew, about His being us being lights in the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may know, see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We've got to let our light shine. Open our hearts, let the light shine in, and then let it radiate out. Lord, can help us to do that. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. If you're in darkness, you don't realize you're in darkness. You don't realize what you're doing is wrong. You're in darkness. While ye have the light, believe in the light. In other words, this is a responsibility that we as mortals have. When the light comes, it comes through the gospel, preached or taught or read, or however the light comes, we need to respond to that light. While you have light, believe in the light. Receive it, that ye may be the children of light. This Jesus' people, he said in verse 33, he said, that if I be lifted up from men, from earth, I'll draw men unto me. He said this, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him and said, "We've heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever, and how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" And this is when Jesus responded with this word: "Yet a little while is the light with you." See, they were questioning it. Did you know lots of the people that didn't receive the light that Christ had were critical of him? And you know, there's a lot of that going on today too. Critical. People criticize the saints, the way they live, and criticize and say this and that. I tell you, that's just the way they did Jesus. They closed their eyes against the light. They would not believe. Those men that had Jesus crucified, those Pharisees, they were in darkness. We have it in the world today, the darkness of sin, of pride, of lust, of covetousness. All these things are darkness. Oh, man, while you have light, while you have the privilege, while the light is shining, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. Oh, thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the light. Let's get some more scriptures about the light. I'm thinking about Ephesians chapter 5. I tell you, this thing about light is a serious matter. It's no little funny thing that this light, do you want to be walking in the light, or do you want to stay in the darkness? It's up to you. If you have the right attitude and the right spirit and the right discipline in your heart and mind, you will be able to open your heart and let the light shine in. Otherwise, you will resist it, close your heart, and the light won't shine in your soul. Oh, Lord, help us. Ephesians chapter 5, I want to notice. Oh, let's just read a few. Start at the first verse. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, that's love of money, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, nor jesting," joking and making fun and all this stupid stuff people are going after today, "which are not convenient," they don't go along with what God wants, "but rather have giving of thanks." Be thankful. Count your blessings and be thankful. "For this ye know, that no whoremonger, that's a bad person, lustful, "nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." Why? Because they're in darkness. And they don't want to acknowledge their darkness. They're going their own way, their own lustful way. Our world is charged with these very things. That's right. Our society, men and women, men with men, women with women. It's awful. "No whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor any covetous man who is an idolater." Yeah, because covetousness is idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry because it's the worship and the love of money and wealth. "Hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." ye were sometimes in darkness. I was one time in darkness as a young boy. Yes, I was. I look back on it now and I thank you, Lord, for dealing with my soul and shining your light upon me. Ye were sometimes darkness, now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, children of spiritual light. Open your hearts and your minds and let the light shine in. I've got a scripture on that in a little bit. Ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit. Now, and I believe in the Greek text, it's the fruit of the light, which is the Holy Spirit and the Word. But fruit of the Spirit is that. But the word there is light. The fruit of the light is what? In all goodness and righteousness and truth. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. That is the light. The fruit of the light. The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Proving, finding out, discovering, learning what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And the way you reprove them is let your light shine. Let the light of God shine in your conversation and in your ways of life. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. That's the truth. I tell you, they're just awful things. You'd be surprised. You go down these streets and all these houses, you'd be surprised what's going on in those houses. It's darkness, wickedness, ignorance. These old televisions blasting away all their filthiness and wickedness. I'm glad us saints, the holy saints of God that I've been with, I'm glad we took a stand against the old television. And I don't have one and I wouldn't have one. It's awful. Wickedness. My wife and I was on a trip and going up north towards St. Louis, going by St. Louis, and we stopped to spend the night in a motel. And I don't know, I don't do it anymore. Of course, we don't hardly ever stay in a motel anymore. But anyway, I got in there and we got our things in, and I just thought, I'm going to turn that TV on and see what's going on the TV. I just thought I would. Huh, I wish I hadn't have done it. I turned that thing on, and there was if I remember right, it was the very first place I got on the television. There was some kind of a story going there, and it showed us a couple of policemen that came to a house and knocked on the door. And who met them? This is on the television. I hate to even tell you. But it was. It was a naked woman. I mean, she was naked. Right on the television. I tell you, I turn that thing off. And I just don't care about going on. That's a big bunch of junk. Darkness. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Light can shine and help a person to see where they're wrong if they'll receive it. But they don't want to receive it, most generally, because they don't want to be reproved. It is a shame even to speak of those things that are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, made that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, I believe this is from Isaiah 69 and 1 or one of those places, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Oh, thank the Lord for the wonderful light of God. I appreciate, I'm so glad it's shining in my heart today. 1 John chapter 1. Oh, I thank the Lord for the light of heaven. 1 John 1, and start, I want to get on first verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, of Christ. As said, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. God is light and there's no darkness in him. But if we, listen, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad we can walk in the light as he is in the light. Francis Ridley Havergale, I remember reading how that this scripture, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, that scripture helped her to see that she can have the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the blessings of God, and she received it right through that scripture. Frances Ridley Havergale, that wrote some of our songs, she lived back in the 1800s in England, and she was a godly, precious, sweet. She was not very old when she died. I can't remember. I think she's about, 40-some or something like that when she died. But she was faithful. I have a book of, I don't know if you ever saw that book, of famous Christian stories of famous Christians. Well, one part of them is about her. Oh, she was so precious. She loved the Lord and she lived for Jesus. Oh, I thank the Lord that we can walk in the light as he is in the light, and we can have fellowship one with another. There's another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I believe. Let's look and see what we've got here. Yeah. Thank the Lord for the light. I'm glad we can be walking in the light. Praise the Lord! That just does me so much good. Oh, I thank the Lord for the light. Therefore, and we'll start at first verse, chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. By manifesting the truth and the light shining within us and shining out, we commend ourselves to people's lives. People can see that we have something wonderful, and it will help them to want to have it too. I thank the Lord for the different people that I have known, to different saints down through the years, that the light of heaven shone from their heart. Oh, I can never get over. I cherish them in my heart and mind because they let the light shine. The light shone out from their heart and life. Saints of God that I've known and here at Guthrie and other places. Oh, I thank the Lord for it. Committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now listen. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world, who is that? Satan. He works to blind people's minds and hearts and keep them from seeing the light. I know he does that. He does it right in our own assemblies. He works on people and he'll blind their minds. He will dull their hearing and their seeing. They won't be able to see. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. He blinds their minds so the light can't put through. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Oh, thank the Lord. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face, or the image, in the close connection and precious assurance of Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord that he has shone in our hearts and given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. I appreciate the light of God, the light of heaven. It is wonderful. I don't think that there's any other scriptures that there are two. I was going to read in Psalms 119 a couple of verses. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I thought I had that marked, but I... we'll let that go. I thought I had that, but I don't seem to have it. Okay, may the Lord bless and help us. Thank the Lord for the light. I was so blessed and inspired with that thought again today. It just seemed like every now and then it just comes over me all brand new. The light of God. I'm walking in the light of God. Thank the Lord. Amen.